Next is a progress note for Irma Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-E-R-R-Y, Irma's E-A-R-M-A. Place was her private residence. Date was July 6, 2022. This paragraph is Woodbury was seen regarding fall hospital follow-up period. She was in the hospital with status epilepticus and refractory seizure, and she also went into respiratory failure period. Depending on history, Ms. Woodbury was discharged from the hospital over a week ago period. It was about 9 days ago period. She had developed seizures and they were resistant to treatment period. She herself is aphasic and has been so for quite some time period. I was also asked to assess if she needs oxygen period. She was on the ventilator for about a week period. Her daughter states she's doing better and looking at her and tracking with her eyes period. She hasn't spoken for a couple of years period. She is bedbound and she has contractures in her arms and legs. But she still hangs in her there, period. She did open her eyes for me today, which she did not do in the hospital, period. There's no evidence of further seizures or pain or dyspnea, period. Her anticonvulsants now are Keppra, 1,500 milligrams liquid by the G-tube daily, plus Dilantin, 125 milligrams every 8 hours, plus Vimpat, 200 milligrams twice a day, period. The lateral was added, period. Organism metformin for diabetes and the sugars in the low to mid 100s, a few going higher, period. She denies any polyuria or polydipsia, period. She has hypertension, but that's well controlled, period. She has a tracheostomy for secretions, period. A few secretions were heard, but not many, and she seems baseline in this regard, period. Her saturation was good. I don't think she needs oxygen, period. She has a chronic respiratory failure with periods of hypoxia, period. She has diabetes mellitus with history of stroke. And she also had coronary disease, previous myocardial infarctions, period. New paragraph. Review system is negative for pain, dyspnea, discomfort, vomiting, bleeding, diarrhea, or other specific complaints, and she's tolerating her tube feeding right now, period. Past history is positive for stroke, myocardial infarctions, diabetes mellitus, dementia. In fact, she's had multiple strokes, period, and also seizure disorder, multiple admissions for respiratory failure, and she has a tracheostomy, period. Family history. She had a sister died at 77 from a stroke and a brother died at 64 from myocardial infarction, period. She has a son with diabetes, period. Both parents are deceased. In paragraph examination, she is not acutely distressed or ill. Temperature 97.3, pulse 68. Aspirated rate 18, no true saturation 96%. Blood pressure 118 over 64. Head and neck is unremarkable. She moves with her eyes and tracks. Pupils slightly react. Oral mucosa normal. It was normal inspection. It's difficult to assess hearing or vision. She's nonverbal and aphasic. The tracheostomy in the neck without signs of discomfort, and the site looks clean. Lungs had a few secretions, but no wheezes or crackles, and no excessive muscles for breathing, period. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2. Systolic murmur, 1 out of 6. No significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and her feeding tube site looks good. CNS and musculoskeletal colon. She's aphasic, period. She has contractures of all limbs, including the knees and elbows. Sensation difficult to assess. There's a very trace withdrawal of deep sensation. And she's got increased tone all over and rigid. Skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. mental status, you cannot answer any questions, including those pertaining to orientation period. She seemed content and comfortable, but it's difficult to get any meaningful words from her. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Woodbury has had seizures, currently controlled with Lantin, actually 100 milligrams every 8 hours, plus Keppra 100 milligrams, 1,500 milligrams twice a day, plus Zimpat 200 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, she has diabetes, controlled with metformin 500 milligrams daily. Three, she can have time off for pain if needed. Four, she has a history of stroke and coronary disease and remains on aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Plus atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. The long-term prognosis is poor and her level of function is poor, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.